fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, kind viewers. I'm Po Labuam. This is how welcome is said in Douala, a language spoken in Cameroon. Thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yeovird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ast 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa and Telsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yeovird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia and Telsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotol, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, Channel 35 on multimedia on-demand of Changhua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV. Yongzhai Lei Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Tianmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.supremastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Rwanda creates a gender observatory to promote equality. In good governance news, Bahrain is set to ban alcohol sales in her airport. In energy news, a $575 million U.S. dollar plant converting waste material into energy will be built in Wales. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, March 8th, is the feast day of St. John of God, commemorating his passing in 1550. St. John was born in Portugal in 1495 and grew up as a shepherd. As a young man, he traveled through Europe and Northern Africa as a soldier. After returning home, he wanted to profoundly change his life. He started to promote religious books and devotional objects. In his early 40s, St. John had a spiritual vision and realized his vocation. He rented a house in Granada, Spain, and devoted himself to taking care of the sick and homeless. The Brothers Hospitaller, a religious order, was founded in 1572, guided by his example. St. John of God's life presides us with a model of unconditional love and compassion.
Flying News. Supreme Master Qinghai, International Association news from around the world. Supreme Master Qinghai's profound love and humanitarian assistance for the well-being of humans extends to animals in need as well. Recently, two non-kill animal shelters, with whom our association members had been involved, were in need of financial aid for specific purposes. To each shelter, one in Bulgaria and the other in the United States, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $5,000. The $5,000 donation to Bulgaria could be used to purchase an equivalent of $19,500 in supplies to feed and care for the shelter residents. $5,000 contribution to the relief workers in Tennessee, USA, is actually the second donation after a $7,000 gift Supreme Master Qinghai had made on February 17 to two related non-kill shelters affected by a severe ice storm. With Master's permission, we would like to share more details with viewers through the following report.
February 26, 2009, Most Merciful Master, regarding requests for financial aid. We have received two requests from our local centers, and we humbly would like to have Master's advice and instruction on these matters. Report from Bulgaria Center. The first one comes from a non-kill animal shelter in the outskirts of Varna, Bulgaria. Currently, the shelter has three or four horses, four donkeys, some goats and chickens, and 11 dogs. They also feed stray animals such as cats. The caretakers, Vera and Victor, have saved countless animals that were left to perish or were being mistreated. Our disciples are supporting the shelter by sending them money monthly. However, due to the unstable income of the caretakers, they found difficulties to make ends meet with monthly expenditures of 500 to 600 euros. Report from Georgia Center, USA. The second is from Ms. Chandra Davis, a coordinator for the non-kill shelter, Paws, Claws, and More, who is actively involved in dealing with animal cruelty. Master has contributed $7,000 in total for this damaged shelter as well as the Grayson County Humane Society during a recent ice storm. She would like to know if Master could support her with $1,600 through $1,700 for her educational costs, so she can be certified as a National Certified Humane Investigator to combat animal cruelty nationwide. Thank you, Master, for your precious time, love, and wise advice. With all our love, Foreign Group.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this news with our viewers who may be interested to know of the animals' care in these cases. We also thank our association's foreign group for this report.
Our sincere appreciation for the dedicated shelter personnel and their tireless efforts to ensure all animal companions lives of dignity and appreciation. We are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving support of these wonderful people who dedicate all their time and resources to the animals and wish centers such as Vera and Victor in Bulgaria and Ms. Davis in the United States much success in their life-saving endeavors. May such determination to treat all beings on Earth with kindness and respect be adopted by humanity across the globe.
Gentle motherly figure of Zimbabwe remembered. Zimbabweans mourn the untimely passing of Susan Tsvangirai, wife of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, who lost her life in a car accident on Friday. Prime Minister Tsvangirai, also in the accident, suffered a number of injuries, but is reported to be in stable condition and expected to make a swift recovery. Mrs. Tsvangirai was a quiet but central figure who came to be known and respected for her graceful dignity and support for her husband in both their private life and his career throughout their 31 years of marriage. We join the Zimbabwean people in sorrow at the sudden departure of Mrs. Tsvangirai. Our sincere condolences to Prime Minister Tsvangirai and prayers for his strength and recovery. May Mrs. Tsvangirai's kind soul rest serenely in heaven's everlasting love.
Indonesia's tallest volcano erupts. On Friday night, smoke and ash began to be spewed towards the skies as a 3,676-meter Mount Semeru volcano erupted on Indonesia's Java Island. The local town was covered in black dust, but strong winds helped blow away some of the debris from populated areas, and a shower of rains protected residents from serious respiratory consequence. No evacuation order has been issued, and officials are keeping a close watch on the volcano. We are thankful for Allah's protection of the residents of the Mount Semeru region during the event of the volcano's eruption. May humanity's kind-hearted actions help ease disquieting events such as these.
In search of Earth-like planets. On Friday, the U.S. National Aeronautics Space Administration, or NASA, launched the Kepler spacecraft on a first-ever U.S. space mission of looking for planets in our galaxy that may support life. The Kepler is mounted with the largest telescope yet to be in space, which will help to detect planets similar in size to our Earth. Once a planet is found, NASA astronomers' scientists can perform calculations to evaluate whether it is likely to have water present, an essential component for supporting life. Bravo, National Aeronautics Space Administration, and all supporting scientists for Kepler's successful launch. Our best wishes and looking forward to your insights about our neighbors in the universe.
Dog saved from fire. Thanks to the teamwork of local firefighters, an off-duty veterinarian, and the canine oxygen mask that the fire department had on board, American Eskimo canine named Jingles was rescued from a house fire in Dunedin, Florida, USA. Dr. Elizabeth Baird, a veterinarian who lived down the street from the burning residence, arrived to find that firefighters had successfully rescued Jingles from beneath burning debris, but that he was having trouble breathing. Dr. Baird spent the next 30 minutes resuscitating Jingles, including applying a special canine oxygen mask to help him revive. Some days later now, the 40-pound dog has successfully come through surgery and is expected to fully recover. Coincidentally, Dr. Baird has been credited with efforts for the past 4 years to get more canine oxygen masks into the hands of area emergency personnel. A hero salute, Dunedin Fire Department and Dr. Baird, for your courageous and dedicated team efforts to save Jingles. Surely with such caring devotion as yours, his soon restored health is assured.
Save our planet. Pippi Gourmet discusses climate change with Supreme Master Ching Hai. James Ehrlich, director of the US-based environmentally themed cooking show Pippi Gourmet, interviewed Supreme Master Ching Hai about the effects of meat and dairy on global warming, as well as the urgency of addressing climate change. Excerpts from this interview are being aired on the San Francisco Bay Area channel, KOFY TV 20, or Cable 13 in California, USA, on Sunday, March 8, 2009, as part of a cooking show with the Milpitas, California Loving Hut.
During the show, Loving Hut, Chef Sunny Mueller demonstrates the preparation of several dishes from the popular restaurant, including triple creamy vegan potato soup. At a later date, viewers worldwide will be able to watch the show online via YouTube.com and can view the full interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai on Supreme Master Television. Please tune in and enjoy.
Save our planet. Special zones for organic vegetarian farming in Formosa, or Taiwan. In Tainan County, more than 20 farmers have already begun cultivating rice, raspberries, pomelos, pumpkins, eggplant, and sweet potatoes in a 40-hectare plot of land set aside for organic farming. Along with the entire growing area, which is expected to be ready this August 2009, a 1,000-square-meter sales and exhibition center will also be opened. Officials are hoping that the project will attract tourists and become a model for similar zones around Formosa. What wonderful news, Tainan County and organic growers. We wish your program green and bounteous success, with healthful harvests for everyone to enjoy. In a video conference seminar with dignitaries and the public in October 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai mentioned the benefits of organic vegetarian farming, especially as an alternative livelihood to meat production.
Right now, organic food is very in, and it's very healthy for everybody, and it's very big demand. Also, we are short of food. We are already informed of that. Raising livestock make us more short of food even. So organic farming use less water, less time, less labor, and produce more in abundance and healthy food for all to enjoy. It's so easy, so simple. Don't even need much water at all. And the food grows so fast. And even one or two person can take care of many hectares without much problem at all. It's not much capital needed even. And even if capital needed, the government should give them subsidies to help the organic farmer instead of using that to help the meat production, which is harmful to us. To help organic farming is helpful to everybody, including the farmer.
Save our planet. Reducing meat consumption would halve the cost of addressing global warming. Researchers at the Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency have published a study that evaluates the cost of halting climate change by stabilizing atmospheric CO2 at the estimated safe level of 450 parts per million. The report concludes that $20 trillion, or 50% of a total $40 trillion cost, could be saved from a global shift to a low-meat diet, along with the benefits of dramatically reduced methane emissions from minimized livestock rearing. Moreover, the millions of square kilometers of land no longer used for raising cattle could function instead as croplands for vegetation that would feed humans directly and would also absorb enormous amounts of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency researchers, we appreciate your calculations that illuminate the logic of the plant-based diet, both economically and environmentally. Blessed be the gift of the animal-free lifestyle in securing the future of all co-inhabitants on our Earth.
Save our planet. UK supports restoration of Bangladeshi Sundarbans. With nearly 2,000 kilometres of the total 3,600-kilometre shoreline in the Sundarbans region having been stripped of the mangrove cover needed to offer shoreline protection from devastating cyclones, the United Kingdom is funding a project to initiate restoration. Environmental experts say that without the embankment protection, rising sea levels could see the complete inundation of the Sundarbans and 100 kilometres of the hinterland in the next 5 decades. The British government is thus donating $60,000 to raise awareness of climate change and implement a 6-kilometre mangrove plantation programme that, once completed, can be replicated elsewhere in the Sundarbans of India and Bangladesh. Gracious thanks, United Kingdom, and heaven bless your thoughtful support of the Sundarbans renewal. May our constant striving toward greater consideration bring a more lush and stable world for all.
Save our planet. SOS Save the Planet Conference in Mexico. Love in action starts at home. Friday's conference in Jalapa, the capital city of Veracruz, Mexico, was an earnest gathering of government officials, dignitaries, and ordinary citizens who wish to know more about how each can save the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai was specially invited to share her wisdom about climate change solutions with the 1,000-plus live audience and the world via live broadcast on Olivo Radio and Supreme Master Television. Also joining were distinguished guest speakers, including the Mayor of Jalapa, Mr. David Velasco Taidri, and Veracruz Governor Fidel Herrera Beltran.
Es un compromiso social que nos corresponde asumir a todos. Debemos hacerlo por el bien de nuestro planeta y por el futuro de nuestras familias.
Overseas video messages were also received from Philippine Presidential Advisor on Global Warming and Climate Change, Jefferson Alvarez, Formosan legislator, Ms. Chiu Chin Tien, and the Vice President of the European Parliament, Mr. Edward McMillan Scott, who himself personally practices sustainability as a vegetarian.
The event's main feature was a live video conference discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Despite her busy schedule, the guest of honor graciously agreed to answer questions on the latest issues of climate change affecting Mexicans and the world at large.
Peace and love begins on our table, begins on our plate, our dinner, our breakfast, our lunch. Love is just an abstract word, but love can be an action. So if we do love our children, we do something. And now that we know that vegan diet will save the world for our future generation. I do ask everyone to sacrifice their palate, the taste, the habit, which is very detrimental to our health anyway. Cut off this habit of animal products, and then we can have everything else, even cars to drive, even airplane, even ships, even boat, even everything that we're having right now, because nothing is as harmful as animals' products.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's counsel was keenly heard and warmly supported.
Salvar el planeta es salvarnos, salvar nuestras vidas y de todos los seres vivientes. Salvar el planeta es entonces trabajar unidos, gobiernos y organizaciones a favor de la vida y del futuro. With that, I say thank you, Master. Keep going. And let us to help you to save our planet. Thank you.
Congratulations, dignitaries and all participants, for this meaningful gathering on the most important issue in all our lives. We especially thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her deep concern and boundless love for the planet and her many inhabitants. May the world quickly join hands and be vegan to protect our kind, other beings and our only planetary home.
Please tune in at a future date for the full conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai on Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating, infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes, 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity, worldwide 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental, use up to 70% of clean water, pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derive from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones in saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save our planet. In Louisiana, USA's Lake Calcasieu charter boat captain Eric Rue photographs a rarely observed albino bottlenose dolphin, which is colored entirely pink.
Save Our Planet. Officials in the northeastern Thai province of Ubon Ratchathani declare that all 25 districts in the province are disaster areas due to a drought that is affecting nearly 700,000 people across 1,800 villages.
Save Our Planet. The city of Chennai, India, reached record February temperatures of 36.9 degrees Celsius, and the Hong Kong Observatory reported similarly highest monthly temperatures in February since records began in 1884. Save Our Planet. In Louisiana, USA's Lake Calcasieu charter boat captain Eric Rue photographs a rarely observed albino bottlenose dolphin, which is colored entirely pink.
Save Our Planet. Officials in the northeastern Thai province of Ubon Ratchathani declare that all 25 districts in the province are disaster areas due to a drought that is affecting nearly 700,000 people across 1,800 villages.
Save Our Planet. The city of Chennai, India, reached record February temperatures of 36.9 degrees Celsius, and the Hong Kong Observatory reported similarly highest monthly temperatures in February since records began in 1884.
Hello, I'm Glimo the Trophius, with a tip that is friendly to the planet. Just like my vegan diet. Did you know that some cookware on the market can reduce energy costs? For instance, copper-bottom pans heat up faster than regular pans, saving time and power. A big thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now let's see the weather around our globe.
In world news, Rwanda promotes equality. The Gender Observatory has been created to safeguard the rights of women. The new body will work closely with other government agencies. It will be supported by the United Nations Development Program and the United Nations Development Fund for Women, which is already active in the region. Our sincere appreciation, Rwanda, the United Nations Development Program, and the United Nations Development Fund for Women. Heaven bless your commitment in protecting the fine citizens of Rwanda. May all beings thrive in safe and nurturing environments.
In good governance news, Bahrain moves to prohibit alcohol at the airport. Members of Parliament of Bahrain have voted to ban all sales of alcohol, including duty-free at Bahrain International Airport. Earlier, the Parliament had asked to discontinue serving alcohol on all flights of Gulf, a Bahrain-owned airline. We respectfully laud you, Bahrain Members of Parliament, for your support of an uplifting lifestyle. May Allah grace more governments to take measures to encourage health-affirming habits. Up next on Noteworthy News, a new facility to be built in Wales converts waste to energy. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be back. More enhancing news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energizing news for a mighty world. In energy news, a facility in the United Kingdom that converts waste to energy will be built. The Covanta Energy Company, based in New Jersey, USA, has plans to construct the approximately $575 million U.S. dollar project in Wales. 500 people will be employed in the building phase, and 100 will have full-time jobs when the plant is operational. About 750,000 tons of waste a year will be used to produce approximately 70 megawatts of electricity. That is enough energy to supply 180,000 homes in Wales. The need for industrial, commercial, and municipal waste landfill sites will also be decreased. We applaud you, Wales and Covanta Energy, for your efforts in developing a sustainable power source. May more countries continue to adopt alternative energy for a healthier, greener planet.
Let's now enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Financial Planning.
A little girl reached her 12 years old birthday, and she has been very good. And the mother decided to give her a bank account of her own with some little capital in it. They went to the bank together, and the bank manager asked her to fill in the application form. She understood everything and filled it out in fine until there was a space. It states, name of your former bank. The little girl kept thinking, and then she wrote down, Peaky Bank.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Eternal love. In this dream to be together, only here in this realm we are apart. Above space and time we share one heart. Yet here below in the present may we just be. Together in the same company. To share all that is. Love. Alexandra from Groveland, USA.
Poetic Alexandra, many thanks for your lovely verse. Indeed, let us join together to create a heavenly life on this planet, full of virtue, love, and compassion. With God's blessings to you and all of the generous people of the USA.
Do you have a heartline today? We appreciate your comments and stories from your area. Please send them to info@SupremeMasterTV.com or to the address on your screen. We have very much enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Loba a namse. That is God bless and Douala.
May cheerful bird songs greet your days with joy. Farewell for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following a meeting in Geneva with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced their plans to create a new disarmament agreement by the end of 2009.
West Hollywood City Council in California, USA, passed a resolution and is notifying all restaurants of its intent to support the upcoming statewide ban on selling and producing foie gras.
The Baghdad Institute of Music, restored with help from UNESCO, has reopened and is once again accepting students for in-depth study in traditional Arab instruments.
Guatemalan President Alvaro Colom apologizes to the people of Guatemala for the acts of the government between 1960 and 1996 in perpetuating the country's 36-year civil war.
Carolyn Manning of Phoenix, Arizona, USA, founded the Welcome to America Project for refugee families resettling in her city.
The Moroccan movie industry is expanding and gaining in recognition as three films are slated for top Oscar-like honors at this year's Pan-African Film and Television Festival.
In Mozambique, the Good Hope Center offers children from extreme poverty situations renewed stability by supplying them with necessities as well as education.
The U.S. ambassador to Ecuador confirmed that the United States will be withdrawing troops from an Ecuadorian base and thanked the nation for permitting its use for the past decade.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai proposes the launch of a television satellite that would be shared among Afghanistan, Iran, and other regional neighbors.
Representatives from the North Korean and Chinese governments sign an agreement for cultural exchange as part of their 2009-2011 bilateral relations plan. Details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com.